I am excited. I think this is a great opportunity. I look forward to it. I will miss working with Denny Inman. It's been good working with him the last 11 years. While the county was engaged in all these building projects, there was really a strong need for more people hours at the administrative level. But I think we're at a point now where we can move forward with a single administrator. I'm very happy that the board has selected me for that position, and I look forward to facing the challenges that will go along with it.
One challenge, I gather, are the financial strains that the county faces right now.
Very definitely.
And you've said more than once that you're looking at cuts in every department.
In every general corporate fund department.
In every general corporate fund department.
Fiscal year 2010, every department had, we kicked off the budget process on June 3rd, and every general corporate fund department head knows that they are being required to present a budget that cuts 6%. Compared to what they had on December 1st, 2008 for fiscal 2009. Now, those cuts can be achieved one of two ways, either actually cutting expenditure or identifying new revenues that would offset the cuts. But bottom line is the general corporate fund has to absorb 6% reduction.
In the areas that you'll be taking on, that Mr. Inman used to be doing, what's going to be the big concern there?
Well, from my perspective, we need to document the needs of our physical buildings. We need to identify where we have shortfalls in our facilities, where there are systems that need to be replaced, where maintenance needs to occur, and we need to make sure that we develop a plan for managing that, both in the short term and the long term. And that's particularly challenging when, at the same time, we're also facing budget restrictions.
We've been through a decade when there's been a lot of major construction of county buildings.
Right.
Are we going to go through a quiet period now, either because of we don't need those sort of projects right now, or we just don't have the money?
Combination. We've completed the major building facility construction projects that needed to be taken care of. And now we need to figure out how to maintain and take care of those buildings over the long term.
There was discussion in the county board tonight about the clause in the administrator's contract about public criticism. And I have heard complaints about that for both you and the other co-administrator in the past. Is that a necessary clause? Is it a common clause, as far as you could see, in other county governments?
I've only seen a couple other county administrator contracts, and they do talk about the fact that performance evaluations shall be done in a confidential manner. And from my perspective, that's basically what that's talking about. If county board members need to criticize or make comments about the individual performance of any employee, I believe that all employees should have the right of protection that would occur in a closed session and not in a public session. That is the employer appraising the performance of the employee, and by law, that's something that should occur in closed session.
Okay, including the county administrator.
Yes.